Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Ulama Profan. This Thursday evening, the 10th of September, with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. And you're with me, inshallah, for the next 2 hours. Alhamdulillah, this program started just approximately 2 years ago on the 19th of September 2013 with the profiling Mulana Ahmed Sida. And 2 years down the line, just a little bit less than that, we are now completing this 2 years, inshallah ta'ala. And tonight we are profiling Mufti Bismillah Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh from Heidelberg. This, with the grace and the mercy of Allah, is the 60th profile that we are having on this ulama time slot with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. We have the double lineup today, inshallah. The first hour we speak to Mufti Bawdiyat, Mawlana Qasim Jada, and a few people that knew Mufti Bismillah Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. And the second hour, inshallah, Mufti A.K. Hussein will be coming on and he'll be speaking about Mawlana Asad Sahib Ovi, inshallah. Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.
Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah for taking out your time and speaking of a great friend that you had for almost all your life. Much appreciated, Mufti Sahib.
Jazakallah.
Mufti Sahib, to begin with today's program, you want to give us a brief history with regards to Mufti Bismillah Rahmatullahi Alayh?
Look, I've got a few points here. I'll just mention all in one go, inshallah.
Inshallah, no problem, Mufti Sahib. You may go ahead.
All right, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Ismail Bismillah Rahmatullahi Alayh. He was my close friend. He hails from Heidelberg, born on a farm nearby, and he was 1 year elder than me. In fact, our friendship started right in the 60s, where we had school together and also matriculated together in the year 1969. When we left for India, it was in 1970, and we left by ship. And we started our hifz there in Jalalabad, and then the Arin course, and then the iftar course together. And in school also, we were classmates. In fact, we only sat together.
Subhanallah.
And in Jalalabad also, we shared one room all the years that we stayed there together while boarding.
Subhanallah.
And we were very close. We were like brothers. In fact, Maulana Masihullah's son, Bhaijan Rahmatullah Alayhi, whenever he should see us approaching, very fondly and very kindly, he say, very A'udhu Bismillah Alayhi.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, and after spending 3 years there in Jalalabad, after completing Hifz and doing a bit of Alim course, we were coming for a holiday to South Africa for a little break.
Ji.
So before coming home, we went to one of Masihullah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi to seek his permission to go and have a look at Madrasa Darul Ulum Dioban.
Ji.
So Hazrat asked us that Darul Ulum Dioban, why do you want to go? And if my memory serves me right, Maulana Ibrahim Qasim Sahib Madhizullah was with us. So Maulana told Hazrat that we are now staying already 3 years in Jalalabad, but till now we haven't seen Darul Ulum Dioban. So Hazrat, with great pleasure and happiness, said, "Bilkul jaakar dekha." That is how he and myself were engrossed in our studies, that we had no time even to go out to go and look at places, even Darul, which is not very far from Jalalabad. So Hazrat was very pleased and happy with that. And this one incident comes to mind. It was Jumma once, and we went to perform Jumma Salat. So, you know, people that stayed in UP will know the extreme heat that is there. So while returning from the Jumma Salat, I think by mistake, Mufti Sahib's foot was put his foot on my sandals, and the one strap of my sandal broke. And it was extremely hot. You know, to walk bare feet is not something that is easy. So I took off my sandal, because obviously you can't walk with one sandal and one sandal that is broken. So Mufti Sahib offered me his sandals. He offered and I refused. Finally, as I was walking barefoot, Mufti Sahib took out both his sandals also, and we walked home right till the boarding together like that.
Allah.
That was the close relationship we had, you know, that how could I walk barefoot and he had walk with his shoes on. And many a times we should go to Hazrat together and sit with him there. So one day while sitting with Hazrat there, Hazrat asked us that sometimes between the two of you, do you have a little bit of a friction, like an argument or so, you know? Sometimes it takes place. So Hazrat mentioned of two other buzuruks, I think Mawlana Yaqub Sahib or Mawlana Rashid or whoever it was, one of the our predecessors, their sheikh had asked them the same question, that do you have any differences, any arguments amongst yourselves? And they replied on the affirmative.
Right.
When Hazrat asked me this, I said, no, we do have sometimes our differences, a little argument, but it's not something very serious. So like how the other sheikh had told the two murids, that your friendship will last like that till the end.
Allahu Akbar.
So Alhamdulillah, Hazrat Duaz, Allah's Fazal, our friendship was right till his demise.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. And Mufti Sahab was very, very shy, a very modest person and very simple as well. I spoke to his niece there, and she said that when they went for Umrah, they got into a taxi. And the taxi driver told Mufti Sahab, you know, I recognize you. He said, how do you recognize me? He said, no, I came with the Jamaat to South Africa and I came to your town. And whatever nasihat you made there, I remember it and I make amal on it.
Allah.
Yeah, that was the barakat, you know, of these pious people. And whenever you should enter, when we enter Mufti Sahab's house, there was a little frame which he had written there, ask somebody to write it, Hazrat Maulana Masjidullah's final nasihat before he came home. And written on that was, Har cheez mein ehtiyat karna.
Allahu Akbar.
All his life, he tried to practice on that, that in every matter, he would always take great precaution to do anything. Now, as I mentioned to you, that he was very shy and modest, you know. His mother had passed away when he was still a very young boy. And then he came to study there in South African school, and then we left for India. So whilst we were in India, his father married again.
Right, right, Ji.
Now we were staying in the same room. Mufti Sahab, you won't believe me, he didn't have the courage to tell me that his father has remarried. He was in like a distress and a lot of anxiety, and he was not feeling at ease that his father, he couldn't tell me that my father married again, you know. And he was a bit perplexed. So he went to Maulana Ibrahim Kasuji, and together they went to Maulana Masihullah to give him his plight that this is what is happening. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat in three simple words took this whole matter away. He told him, "Bas zalima khilai."
Allahu Akbar.
And all his shyness was over. When he came to the room, he told me this is what transpired, that my father had remarried. Mufti Sahab was very pious, very modest, very, very shy. His life was like that, Mama. Very quiet life. Of course, with his friends, he was quite open and very jolly and jokey. But to awam people he did not know, he was very much reserved. And I want to end that till his last, we remain as friends. And it so happened, Allah Ta'ala made it such, that the day he passed away, I was present there next to his bedside.
Allah.
He was like a bit like unconscious, Allah knows what it was. But while he was laying there on the bed, Mufti Sahab, without a word of lie, he smiled on his last breath. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise him in his status and fill his grave with noor.
Jazakallah
ta'ala, Mufti Sahab.
Jazakallah. Tell me, when Mufti Sahab returned back, was he always in Heidelberg?
He came to Heidelberg first. He should travel from the farm where he was living. And then for about 5 years, he moved away to Nelspruit.
Right, right.
Then he came back to Heidelberg. His father had gone a bit old. His father also, mashallah, he's over 100.
Subhanallah.
Yeah. So then he came back like to make his father's khidmat also. He stayed there. His final years were in Heidelberg.
Subhanallah.
Inshallah, the brothers in Heidelberg will enlighten you more about his life. who lived with him as well, but I had a wonderful relationship with him, alhamdulillah, right till the end. And just to mention, he married my sister also.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, what kind of a person he was informally?
Very, very open. If you see him in public, he's so quiet, he's a lani guy. But with friends, he was completely different. Very open, very jolly, very jokey. You know, it was an exceptional company to be with him. In fact, if he was not present, there was something like missing, you know. Any time we should go for a holiday together, myself, him, and some other students from Zara, but we should meet up sometime in Durban and places like that, you know. We should all meet up there together. You won't believe him. After he passed away, we never got down to it again. We said, the link is gone. Yeah, so we never got back again to get
relationship with Muhammad Shula, rahmatullahi alayhi. He had a very close dialogue in a relationship with Mazraji Murana Masula, rahmatullah Ali.
Yeah, you know, one thing just came to mind now. I remember when he came away back to South Africa, I still stayed with Hazrat for another year.
Right.
So he wrote one letter to Hazrat, you know.
Right.
He said in all his years in Jalalabad, he never ever spat in Hazrat's yard.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. So we were very close to Hazrat. And but very, very, what can I say, reserved type. Even my husband was very shy. You know, he won't speak much. But alhamdulillah, very good character. Amazing he was. Intriguing. Yeah.
And what services did he do after he returned back from South Africa, Mufti Sahab?
What did he do?
Gee, what khidmat was there that...
Well, if you teach in a madrasa, he was imam. And also he should go to the correctional services right till the end. Then, of course, at the end of his life, his eyes became very weak. He couldn't see very well. He couldn't even drive. But still, he should go with somebody to the prison and give nasihat and things like that.
And his,
but the social work as well.
When did Mufti Bismillah pass away?
Yeah?
When did Mufti Sahab pass away?
That's a good question. I'm sure somebody will tell you from Heidelberg.
Okay, we'll ask one of them, inshallah.
Yeah.
Was that my father always told me one incident, and I always wanted to ask you, and I didn't have the courage. Perhaps now I can take up the courage. My father used to say, in the holidays, yourself and Mufti Sahab, you should give azan and make imamat in one of the local masjids as well.
In which place?
In India.
You know, while we were in India, I don't know if you've been there in UP, like in Jalalabad itself, there were about 25 masjids.
I've been there, Mufti Sahab.
Yeah, so he was imam of one masjid and I was imam of one masjid.
This was while studying or in the holidays?
No, while studying is there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I did about 5 years imam of the Jalalabad.
Subhanallah.
Yeah.
And what was Mufti Sahab like in his study days?
Very much, what you can say, engrossed in his studies, especially in his... Look, we did his only after matric, Mufti Sahab.
Okay, okay.
Both of us, we did his after Madrid. Alhamdulillah, I didn't have much difficulty. I went to it very fast. But now, because we were together, he wanted to come up, you know, be with me. He put a lot of effort. You know, like in UP, in the afternoon, it's very hot. Like, I should sometimes just sleep away. But he would remain awake, just sleep in the afternoon, until he would know his sabak and his door. And, you know, he was ready. So he put a lot of effort in his as well as in his kitabs.
Okay, inshallah.
Yeah.
Mufti, JazakAllah so much for your time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly, inshallah.
JazakAllah for having me. Big dua for Mufti Sahab.
JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
One minute, Mufti Sahab. When I listen to you, I feel very proud, you know.
Why is it, Mufti Sahab?
I don't know. Just some small I should see you, you know.
I'm listening to your bayan from when you used to come in the early 90s to Binoni. I perhaps took a cue from you on how to speak and what were some of the lectures.
No, I'm serious. I heard you want to play Zaza. On radio, I hear you. I feel very proud, alhamdulillah.
I request your special du'as, inshallah.
Inshallah. Right.
Allahu khair.
Alaykum salam.
Salam rahmatullah.
Salam.
Respected listeners, we have an open line from now till before 9 o'clock. We're going to request the people of Heidelberg and those people that knew Mufti Bismillah, please do give us a call. It will be really appreciated if you give us a call, inshallah. And you could tell us and you could share what the information you have about Mufti Bismillah, how you grew up with him, how you, what happened, what was the experiences you had, the locals of Heidelberg. Please do give us a call. Usama is waiting to take your call, inshallah. If there's any information that you would like to share with the listeners, perhaps you were a student of Mufti Bismillah, perhaps you knew him, and perhaps he was somebody in your life, he motivated you, or he was a means of you changing your life, and he was a means of you being motivated to do something. Give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you could send me a WhatsApp message or you could send me a text. The number is 071-878-9748. The number is 071-878-9748. Or alternatively, you could give me a call on the number 011-854-1548. And inshallah, we will take your call. We go for a quick air break and we take a nasheed break. And after that, inshallah, we will get back to you.
Radio Islam signed a code of conduct with the BCCSA. Under that code, we are committed to news that is accurate, comment that is fair, and programs that are not harmful to children. Does not amount to hate speech, the description of gratuitous violence, or explicit sex. If you think we are not living up to that code, inform the BCCSA. Direct any complaints in writing to BCCSA, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024. Email bccsa@napsa.co.za. Please note our new address and telephone number. Block number 8, Burnside Island Office Park, 410 Jan Smuts Avenue, Craig Hall 2196. Telephone number 011-326-3130. Fax number 011-326-3197. For more information, visit bccsa.co.za.
Sedgers, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look in our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgers, your original family store, where personal service is guaranteed. Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservation, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwa al-habib alladhi turja shafa'atuhu li kulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahim. Ya aqrab al-khalq ma li man aludhu bihi siwaka inda hulul hadith al-amami. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalq kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalq kullihim. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O karam sarkar, ab to ho gaye gham be shuma, jaano dil tum par fida hai do jahan ke tajdar. Ya Rasulullah, sun lijiye meri faryad ko, dil mera ghamgin hai, ghamzadon ke gham gusar. Dil mera ghamgin hai, ghamzadon ke gham gusar. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صلى الله على
You're listening to Ulama Profiles on Radio Islam International.
Some of the SMSs coming in regarding Mufti Bismillah, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Salam, Mufti Saab taught me in Madrasa and he was a good person. We should play tennis with us. Another message is read. He enjoyed playing cricket before Madrasa with us. And holidays, he used to buy us a 5-liter juice when he would come and play with us, the boys, cricket, or he would play with us tennis. Some of the other messages coming in, Mufti Saab was an amazing person. He was always very punctual with regards to his imamate as well. Whatever Mufti Saab would be, Mufti Saab would always be going to the read the Salah on the Friday at the town masjid in Heidelberg. If you want to share anything with regards to Mufti Bismillah, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, please do so. It is something that inshallah we can read on air. Another message coming, Salams, Mufti Ismail Bismillah was a remarkable man. He was humble, soft-spoken and a pious man. He was totally dedicated to teaching. He taught till his last illness. When he couldn't make it to the madrasa at his last, the children came to his home. He helped many families with inheritance. He gave his time to people that needed private hajj lessons, marriage classes, and even went to the prisons to do da'wah work. His kitabs were everything to him, which he took along wherever he went. May Allah grant Mufti Saab a high stage in Jannatul Firdaus. Amin. We have with us online a person by the name of Marco. Marco is a warden in one of the prisons in the area, and he knew Mufti Bismillah very, very well. Marco, thank you for joining us this evening. Marco, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We are profiling a person by the name of Maulana Ismail Bismillah. I believe you work with him a lot in the prisons.
Yes, I know him for a long time. He is the only man who was very much prepared to teach Islam lessons to Islam as prisoners. At times he was accompanied by Mizra, who immigrated to overseas, America.
Okay.
Now, Mizlam understood the fundamental principles of Islam.
Okay.
And he was so dedicated to his religion, which attracted my attention. And I sat down with him and asked him many questions regarding the Islamic religion.
Yes.
To my surprise, I found that Islam was a very clean and straightforward religion, and the only religion which I can recommend to many people who do not understand what Islam is all about.
Okay.
And he never encouraged violence. He never criticized other religions, but he based his teachings in the Islamic teachings, and he used to give me some Quran translated in my language in Zulu, and we had a number of prisoners converted to Islam who stopped doing evil things which brought them into prison. They turned out to be true Muslims with their topis and kurta, very, very clean. Their cell was clean. I used to take inspection daily on their cells. And I'm very proud of Muslim brother Maulana Bismillah, because I even know his parents, who were a businessman. He grew up here at Heidelberg, and I know him even where he stayed as a Maulana in the Indian township, which they called now the Shalima.
Yes. And
I came to know also,
how would he motivate the prisoners, Brother Marco?
Again?
How would he motivate the prisoners?
He taught them the principles of Islam, and taught them never to be involved in any violence. Each time they come across a problem, they must come down and call him. He will come and solve their problems, resulting in the Ramadan festival being allowed in prison. And I even enjoyed the 8 festivals with him, and that all was done through his dedication. Here in prison, we never knew what Ramadan was all about, so people had no respect for Ramadan. But through Maulana's patience and his method of communicating with people, which was very much unique, Ramadan was allowed in the prison. 8 festival was allowed in the prison. He even recruited ladies to join the Islams and brought them close to put on during the church services, and even inviting some Muslim ladies from outside to come and talk to Muslim ladies in prison. And the work was very much easier because we never had now the problems we used to have before he started teaching Islam.
Marco, thank you so much for joining us this evening. Your input is much appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a sister online. Sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sister, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. Do you want to share something with us regarding Mufti Saab?
My friend and I were students of Manana Ismail during his last years of teaching. We just wanted to say that he was always very, very, very punctual. Even though the madrasa was a very small madrasa, he ran it with utmost punctuality, and it was so well done. It was a tight ship. Rana was very punctual, even with his classes. We never, ever missed a class. Even if he was sick, we went home where he taught us in his lounge, and we never, ever missed a class, never fell behind. And he's one of the advices that he always gave us and was very strict upon was never, ever to eat doubtful food.
Jazakallah so much for your time this evening, Apa.
Jazakallah.
Wa alaikum wa rahmatullah. 2 messages coming on. Assalamu alaikum. If you would like to give us a call or interact regarding Mufti Ismail, bismillah, please do so. The number is 011-854-1548, and inshallah we will be taking your call. Also, inshallah, if you would like to contribute to the program or send a message, the number is 071-878-9748. You could send me an SMS or you could send me a WhatsApp, inshallah, and I would then take your call. Assalamu alaikum. I was fortunate to be a student of Mufti, bismillah. He was a remarkable man, full of wisdom. He even performed my nikah. He would tell us stories of his days in Jalalabad and persevered in teaching us Islam to perfection. He would test us daily, and when he rolled up his sleeve and took out his watch, that meant trouble. Allah grant my beloved Ustad the highest stages in Jannah. Ameen. Adila Khan. There's another message coming in. Salam, this is one of his nieces. I'm just messaging to say my Mamaji was the most caring. We as nieces would call him for advice or for anything. He named 2 of my daughters. He strictly maintained family ties, and it was a great concern for him. He always advised us not to hurt anyone. The day he passed away, we as a family went to see him. But in fact, we buried him and came home. The time was 8 o'clock when he passed away, and at 10 he was buried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. One of Mufti Saab's sisters gave me a call this morning or yesterday, and she said, Maulana, I would like to share a particular incident with you. And that is when Mufti Saab was born, then his parents saw a dream. And in the dream that his parents saw, they saw that there was a Mufti Saab from India, that they saw him in a dream. And in this dream, he was giving them glad tidings. This happened many, many years ago. If Mufti Saab's father was over the age of 100, so it happened very, very long time ago. And in this dream, when they saw this Mufti Saab, and he was giving him glad tidings, and the Mufti Saab that they seen in the dream, his name was Mufti Ismail Bhemat. And after this whole conversation took place, and he gave them the glad tidings and everything was done, then when the baby was born a very short while after that, the mother then asked Mufti Saab's father, what are we going to name the baby? She said, we're naming the baby Ismail. She said, why would we do so? Why the name Ismail in particular? He said, no, prior to the baby being born, Mufti Ismail gave us glad tidings regarding this. And in honor of that glad tidings that we had seen, that is the reason why we would like to keep the name Mufti Ismail, with the name Ismail, in honor of the Mufti Saab that gave us this. So So like this, Alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahab was an exemplary person, and he was an amazing person. And if you'd like to contribute regarding the life of Mufti Ismail, Bismillah, Rahmatullahi Alayh, you're most welcome to do so. And if you would like to give us a call or send us a WhatsApp, then you can also do so. The number to call is 011-854-1548. Or alternatively, you could send me a WhatsApp or a text on the number 071-878-9748. And as you will do that, inshallah, we will read it on air and we will discuss the life of Mufti Ismail, Bismillah, Rahmatullahi Alayh. We are just holding on now, inshallah. We are getting a person by the name of Morana Qasim Jada. Morana is one of my friends and Morana has agreed to come on air for us. He's one of the ulama and one of those people that are leading in Heidelberg. And Mufti Morana Qasim Jada will also share with us some of his experiences regarding Mufti Ismail, Bismillah Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhim. Mufti Sahab's one advice and one of his mottos of his life that he would normally live by, and that it has cheez mein ihtiyat karo. This was an advice given to him by his spiritual mentor, and this was an advice given to him by the person whom he studied with and he loved for a great portion of his life, in excess of a decade. Mufti Sahab stayed in Jalalabad, and Mufti Sahab lived by this motto of his life, that at every time of his life, Mufti Sahab was always cautious, whether it be in the madrasa, whether it be in the school, whether it be with imamat, in everything Mufti Sahab was extremely cautious. We have with us on Naina, Mawlana Qasim Jada. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Rahim wa barakatuh.
I know you're very busy this evening. Jazakallah for taking out your time. Mufti Bismillah is senior alim of the Heidelberg area, someone that you were with for a very long time and you studied, you are his understudent. You want to give us some of your interactions and some of your relationship with Mufti Ismail, Bismillah.
See, Mufti Sahab was mashallah. The softest person you ever came across. Total humility, and he was extremely sincere in every single thing that he used to do.
Subhanallah.
He was here, he was my ustad in madrasa for many years in the maktab as well, and he was in Heidelberg for a total of 27 years. He gave exceptional service to Heidelberg. He was never ever late for his salah. He was always on time, and he tried his utmost to his level best to keep everybody happy. Whoever came to him, they never ever came to him and he had a sad face or he was upset. He gave everybody a smile and he was always happy. At any time you could go to Mufti Sahab, ask him any question. He wouldn't take it personal. And even when people had problems with him, at the end he would still smile and be good with those people.
Subhanallah.
There were many, many times, even the students when he was teaching in the Darul Uloom that we have, the students loved him. The African students, they used to love him, they used to love to be with him. Because of his character, of his ways, he was extremely simple and very, very humble as well. In the madrasa, yes, he would get very angry also because he had sugar for many years. He suffered from the sugar sickness. But in madrasa also, the children loved him, but at the same time they feared him. They were also very, very scared of him because of the way he used to teach. They loved him with so much of softness in it. But when it came to deen and when it came to disciplining the children, he was very, very strict in that.
Mona, what was the one thing for you that would stand out from the life of Mufti Bismillah?
His simplicity and humility.
Subhanallah. Mona Qasim Sahab, Jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. Much appreciated. And our condolences to the community of Heidelberg. You definitely have people doing a fantastic job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you, inshallah.
Barakallah, ameen.
We have a call online. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Caller, you live on air. Assalamu alaikum. We have a call on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum. A few messages coming in. If you'd like to speak about the life of Mufti Ismail, Bismillah, please do so. Give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you could send me a WhatsApp on the number 071 878-9748. Mufti Saab was my ustad. He loved teaching. When I used to come to madrasa on the days we had sports in school and we came out late, he used to ask us if we had eaten. And if we hadn't, he would send us back home to eat, then come to madrasa. Fridays would be our story time. He would tell us about the Anbiya alayhimu salam. After we left, we used to greet him and we would get so happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. I'm very fortunate to be a student of Maulana Bismillah. He always told me I had a brain which was a soccer ball. He always taught us how to play, to stop cricket when he watched it break time. I've learned how to recite the Quran correctly due to Maulana Bismillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Saab Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. We have a call on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for calling. What is your name?
Anas Bismillah.
Anas, jazakallah. You Mufti Saab's grandson. What would you like to share with us regarding your dad, Anas?
He was a very kind person and we love him so much. And he was the kindest person I ever met. And I love him so much. And we are making dua that he's in the highest stages of Jannah. And Jazakallah for having this very nice program.
Anas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you like your grandfather, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm the youngest sister of Maulana Bismillah. My brother was our role model. He was very close to us. We learned a lot from him. He always encourages keeping family ties. He was sick, but yet he made it his duty to visit him. We miss him a lot. We have a message from a sister by the name of Sumaya Mullah. She said, assalamu alaikum. Mufti Bismillah and I had a very close relationship. He always gave me good advice. In my last year, he awarded me Student of the Year. It motivated me, and because of this, I was honored. I always remember having class outside in the winter sun, and our conversations during Ramadan about iftar and what's lekker. Maulana always remained simple and modest. I never forget my madrasa years with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And then the message coming from Naseem Chotia, he says, I will never forget Maulana. Maulana was a very, very good person. I can remember one day he told me he dreamt about me in Hajj. And really the next day I was gone with my wife for Hajj with Mufti Saab's du'as. I will never forget that day when he told me in the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Another message coming in, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mufti Bismillah was my beloved ustad in Maktab. I was also fortunate to complete my hifz by him. His dedication in teaching me was amazing. He would delay his meals just to listen to my sabak. He would wake up early in the morning waiting for me to listen to my sabak and sacrifice much of his time dedicated to teaching the other hifz students. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Saab Jannatul Firdaus. These are some of the messages that have been coming in regarding Mufti Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mufti Bismillah was a remarkable man. He loved keeping with the family, and before Ramadan he used to say, we should curb our tongues, speak less, make lots of tilawat, and we will all meet on Eid day, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Saab Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Brother Muhammad Mullah sends in a message. Assalamu alaikum. I was in Mufti Saab's class in 1979. Performed Taraweeh for many years with Mufti Saab. He was not only my ustad, but also my friend till the last days of his life. He was a friend to everybody and always helpful with any problem that anybody had. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Mufti Saab the high stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. These are some of the messages regarding Hazrat Mufti Bismillah Rahmatullahi Alayhi that we've been discussing over the last hour or so. Mufti Saab was born near Heidelberg. In 1969, he completed his matric, and then he and Mufti Bodiat, together the two of them left and they went to Jalalabad to study. But before we carry on, we have the call on the line. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
JazakAllah for calling. Your input to Mufti Ismail, bismillah, inshallah.
Mufti Saab was a very, very good man. All I can remember about him is that he had a permanent smile on his face. He was very soft-spoken. very well mannered, and yes, he was very cheeky in Madrasa. We were all very scared of him. In fact, the days that he used to hit us, and we say we never coming back to Madrasa again, he used to come home with sweets and humble himself towards his students. He actually used to bribe us with sweets to come back to Madrasa.
Jazakallah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry. Please do carry on.
Okay, and my husband became Hafiz by Mufti Saab. He said Mufti Saab's advice always was to him that you must never waste water, because when he used to go there, if he had to go for his early in the morning or leave to go to for a holiday somewhere, he'd tell Mufti Saab, I'm going, and Mufti Saab would say, no, you still owe me this amount of pages to read. Then he would tell me, at this time, you must be at my house. At that specific time, my husband would go and knock on the door. Mufti Saab would wake up. Whether it was 3 o'clock, whether it was 4 o'clock in the morning, he would wake up, say, give me 5 minutes, and that's all he would take in the bathroom and come out. He's always telling you, you just need to put soap and rinse yourself with water, and that's it, you mustn't waste water. That was one advice that he always left him with. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I dreamt of Mufti Saab. I dreamt that he was reading Quran, and somebody was screaming to come inside the house. And when I went inside, Mufti Saab was reading Quran, he blew into the water and gave it to me to drink. When I found out about the dream, Mufti Ismail Patel from Durban told me that it means that the knowledge that Mufti Saab had will impart onto our children, inshallah.
Inshallah.
May Allah Ta'ala make that a reality. And I just say, may Allah give him the highest stages in Jannah. He was a very dedicated alim to the high level people.
Jazakallah so much, Appa.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Salam. One word which epitomizes Mufti Bismillah is humility. I concur with Maulana Qasim Jara's description. He was known simply as Maulana Bismillah. Only discovered he was a Mufti after his death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. Jazakallah for this tribute. May his legacy inspire us as always. And perhaps that is one of the objectives of these programs, that we find people are inspired by what they hear, by what they feel, by what they understand, by what they realize service is to the community, by people who have left a mark in this ummah. We have a call on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah for joining us this evening. Your input to the program, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Saab, we started our madrasa. We went to maktab with him from, I think, grade 1.
Subhanallah.
And completed in grade 8 when we were in standard 6 or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And still carried on after that, became hifz by Mufti Saab. Very soft-spoken person. A man of few words, but went very far in life. Mufti Saab was a very great person. He used to wake up for tahajjud every day and make dua for the community of Heidelberg. When we built our masjid in the area, you know, it brings back so many memories. Mufti Saab used to make sure when nobody was around, he used to go to the site of the building site. He used to speak to the builder. He used to walk around, make the dhikr of Allah. He used to make dua that Allah Ta'ala keep the community united. He was a great man. He was a very humble person. Alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah so much for your call, Marana.
Ameen.
We have another call on the line. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Marana Ismail, Mufti Ismail, Bismillah rahmatullah alayhi, was undoubtedly a very, very humble person. He was very sincere. As a student in the student days, he was devoted to his kitab, to his asatiza, and he kept to the majalis of Hazrat Marana Masjidullah rahmatullah alayhi. He had nothing else but his devotion was to his studies. And he was sincere in whatever he did. Like some of these students did say, Maulana was cheeky, but I would like to rectify the term. He was not cheeky, he was strict. His aim was that you've come to learn what you can and achieve whatever you can. That was Mufti Bismillah, Rahmatullah, the Salaf, his Kabul Nur.
Amen.
Grant him Maghfirah, make his Kabul on the bars of Jannah, and give his family Sabri Jameel as well as the people of his locality.
Maulana is from Azharbal, Maulana Patel. Maulana, is it correct in saying that Mufti Saab's mizaj from study days never really changed? He was always soft-spoken, always there, but whenever it came for the truth, he mentioned what his standpoint was, and he would let it pass. He wouldn't let it personally affect him.
No, it's very true. Maulana was whatever was to be done was to be done, and said was to be was said. He had never let things go past like that. That was one thing about him. His mizaj remained the same from student days till he qualified to his last stages in life. That was Mufti Saab Rahmatullah Alayhi. A great loss to the community as well as to us as colleagues.
Definitely. Mufti Saab, JazakAllah for taking out your time.
I must say JazakAllah for you bringing up this wonderful program of the ulama. They have been not been remembered, they have been forgotten, and by you bringing it up, at least it brings to light, people know what sacrifices the ulama of the past have done. JazakAllah khair, JazakAllah.
Ameen, inshaAllah. Another message comes, Salam. After his demise, his niece from Binoni saw him in a dream. In a dream, he was sitting in a glass house. It was very, very pious people. Allah grant my mamaji the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. I must say, I met Mufti Saab many a times. I made a Jumu'ah in Heidelberg. And Mufti Saab came and he was only words of encouragement. And he was only telling us, explaining to us, how important is it for us to keep on doing the work that we have started with and the work that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen. Really an asset to the people of the East Rand in particular. And what that an asset to the Muslim Ummah. Dedication in one place. We would remember the small musalla that was at that time or upstairs in the school. Mufti Saab was the imam there for many, many years. And after the masjid was built, Mufti Saab always ensured he was there. He was part of the community. The atmosphere in Heidelberg with the one Jummah was phenomenal if anyone made a Jummah there. The rapport that you would have with the listeners also was amazing. And I think it's something that we all can learn about and learn with regards to that Mufti Saab rahmatullahi alayhi. He was a tremendously pious and a humble person. What that he had a perpetual smile, but he stood his ground for what was right. And whatever needed to be said, he would be said. One of Mufti Saab, and I would like to end on this here, and something that is very, very important, and this his sister had mentioned to me yesterday. He said, Morana, one thing that my brother always believed in, that no matter what the situation or the circumstances are, we should always keep family ties, no matter what it takes for us to maintain those family ties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality in our life, inshaAllah. Inshallah, we go for a quick ad break. We take a nasheed or two. And thereafter, we take the 9 p.m. news. After the 9 p.m. news, inshallah, we profile Mawlana Asad Ovi, people that know him, Mawlana Asad Muhammad. He was a person that was exceptionally pious. He was a very humble man as well. And our guest this evening, and alhamdulillah, we are proud and we are very fortunate to have such a guest. Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain will be joining us. It's Mufti Saab's nephew that passed away. Inshallah, this will happen after the 9 p.m. news.
What assures a captivating radio advert? What guarantees a catchy radio promo? Well, besides a good script, it certainly requires a dynamic voice. And that's what we at Radio Islam are looking for. If you feel that you have that dynamic and clear voice that we require for quality sound adverts and promos,
then contact the advertising department
at Radio Islam on 011-854-7022 or email voice at radioislamlive.com. Call now and earn easy extra cash.
You're listening to Ulama Profiles on Radio Islam International.
Before we close, we have another call on the line and we would like to take the call. Call, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. How are you? What's your name?
Abdurrahman.
Abdurrahman. What would you give us input to Abdurrahman?
My mother was a very, my friend and my kid. I really respect him. We used to see him and they recorded on the plane with us. We loved him and when we came, we loved him, he got very happy. The highest stage of the interview.
The line just broke a little bit, but once again, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from the bottom of my heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you like your nana. He was a very special person. He was an amazing individual, and may you take motivation from the life of your nana. Always keep a book about him, keep incidents about him, and really, as a grandfather, is an inspiration to his grandchildren. And inshallah, they also take up the cudgels of deen, and they also take the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that sincerity and impetus which the grandfather had done. Inshallah, we take a nasheed break, and thereafter, inshallah, after the 9 p.m. news.